UWSP students pay almost $600 in segregated fees per semester, with about $128 controlled by students for their own activities. Patrick Teston, one of the leaders of the Student Government Association, says administrators at the school are not following the law regarding how the money is spent.
The way we've been doing the budget process for our segregated fees, it's been in violation of Wisconsin State statute and UW policy.
Teston says by law, the elected Student Government Association should have complete control over the segregated fees. But Chancellor Bernie Patterson says four other student groups are involved.
There is a disagreement among student organizations about who's in control. And so we've been trying to leave it to the students to work that out.
In a recent referendum, a majority of students said the Student Government Association should be in charge. But the vote was challenged by one of the other groups. Patterson suggests that the students hold another referendum, but Teston says the Student Senate may hold a vote of no confidence in the chancellor at its next meeting.
It's been a tactic that they've been using to divide and conquer student power on this university. It needs to stop. It comes down to the rule of law.
People have been quick to use words like illegal, criminal, or lying. Those are emotionally laden labels and typically are not accurate.
Several politicians have gotten involved in the dispute. Assemblyman Gordon Hintz, former Senator Russ Decker, and former Assemblyman Marlon Schneider, all Democrats, have asked UWSP to be clear in its policies. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.